the Air introduces another programme of music from the golden age of British dance bands, and I'm Ray Mortimer with you for 60 minutes with some of the music from those bygone years. The name Ambrose will always be associated with the very best in the world of the golden age of British dance bands. Ambrose always had the top musicians and the top singers, names such as Vera Lynn, Ann Shelton, Cathy Kirby, and one of the earlier singers with the band, Elsie Carlisle, who says, "The clouds will soon roll by." Orchestra, Elsie Carlisle, and The Clouds Will Soon Roll By. Way back in 1937, a show opened at London's Victoria Palace, which was almost a flop, until an outside broadcast took in half an hour of the show, and from that half an hour, the show never looked back. It is being revived in London yet again this month. The show, Me and My Girl, and one of the hits from that show, The Lambeth Walk.
Find us all doing the Lambeth Walk. Every little Lambeth gal with her little Lambeth pal, you'll find them all doing the Lambeth waltz. Everything free and easy, do as you done well pleasey. Why don't you make your way there, go there, stay there. Once you get down Lambeth way, every evening, every day, you'll find yourself doing the Lambeth Walk.
Go down Lambeth way. If you went down Lambeth way, bet your life you came away doing the Lambeth waltz. Did you step outside yourself, leave your worries on the shelf? Did you have a go yourself doing the Lambeth walk? Oh boy, what a place, what a joy. Oh me, oh my, Kate and Sydney Pie.
Oi!
Everybody, every day, takes a bus down Lambeth way. Bet your life they came away doing the Lambeth walk.
Joe Loss and his orchestra and the Lambeth Walk. Eric Winston began as a leader of a small six-piece band in 1935 and then changed his style and formed his accordion band. It was in 1946 when he became even better known with his dance orchestra, which played at many holiday camps. But he's also well known as a composer, with such hits as Oasis, Pony Express and Stagecoach. Thank you. Eric Winston and his orchestra and stagecoach. I'd like to say hello to Anne and Derek Lee of Bewdley. Thanks for letting, and glad you enjoyed the programme last Sunday. The name of Bran Martin may not be remembered as well as the Ambrose, the Roy Foxes or the Harry Roys, although well known on his daily programmes on pre-war commercial radio and at the Holborn Restaurant in London. He made only a few commercial recordings, and this is one of those tuneful recordings of Bran Martin, When My Dreamboat Comes Home. Martin and his orchestra, and When My Dreamboat Comes Home. You're listening to the Golden Age of British Dance Bands, and this is Sunshine Radio. George Scott Wood was another band leader who changed his style from the six swingers to his accordion band and to his full dance orchestra. Here is a 1934 recording featuring vocalist Jack Plant and I Only Have Eyes for You.
Cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, and I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden, Crowded Avenue. You are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for
Scott Wood and his orchestra, the vocalist Jack Plant, and I Only Have Eyes For You. This goes back a long time before Sunshine, but it is appropriate. Jack Paint and his orchestra, and Happy Days Are Here Again.
About it now. Happy days are here again.
Your cares and troubles are gone. There'll be no more from now on.
I said happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. So let's sing a song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
Payne and his orchestra and the foot-tapping Happy Days Are Here Again. Edmundo Ross was almost the king of Latin American music, but one musician in his band in the early 1940s left to form his own group, still in the Latin American style, and he made quite a name at the Embassy Club in London's West End. The name was Don Marino Barreto, so with his Cuban orchestra, this is dedicated to all the girls with green eyes.
Oh, trusting green eyes are loving and they're true. But deep beneath the blue sky is envying your green eyes, the beauty of the woodland keeps reminding me too. My heart wherein my love lies is telling me of love time. I look into your green eyes and wonder if you care. My dreams are all about you, I'll never, never doubt you. One look into your green eyes and I find my heaven there.
Don Marino Brejo and El Cuban Orchestra, Kay Harding and Green Eyes. Billy Tennant was a multi-musician with Jack Hilton's orchestra and had over 40 years in the music business, and in later years with his own very popular dance orchestra. Always with a distinctive style, Billy Tennant was often featured at the International Ballroom Championships. And this is one of his quick steps, with Mountain Greenery, but mostly Just in Time. Mountain Greenery and Just in Time, two quick steps played by Billy Tennant and his dance orchestra. Today is the 13th of January, 1985, and I have a poster in front of me saying that Ray, well, my name, presents a grand dance at the Town Hall Ludlow, the date, 13th of January, 1944, and it was in aid of the Red Cross Prisoners of War Fund. It said Star Band, Admission 2 and 6, HM Forces 1 and 6, and tickets could be obtained from me at 8 Castle Street, Ludlow. The poster was printed by T.J. Price of 42 Bullring, Ludlow. Ah, what memories. A tune that was almost certainly played at that time was I'll Be Seeing You.
day through. In that small cafe, the park across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut trees, the wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every lovely summer's day, in everything that's light and gay. I'll always think of you that way. I'll find you in the morning sun, and when the night is new, I'll be looking at the moon, but I'll be seeing you.
Carol Gibbon then, the Dance Orchestra, with Julie Dawn, and I'll be seeing you. Just a reminder that you're listening to Sunshine Radio, and this is Ray Mortimer. Don't forget to write to me at Sunshine Radio at Ludlow if you have any requests for a tune, a band, a singer, or just a memory. I've already mentioned today's date, today's the 13th, but on the 12th of January 1935, Henry Hall with the BBC Dance Orchestra recorded one of his many comedy favourites, the vocalist Len Burman, and It's the Man on the Flying Trapeze.
Once I was happy, but now I'm forlorn, like an old coat that is tattered and torn, left on this wide world to fret and to moan, betrayed by a maid in her teens. Now this girl that I loved, she was handsome, I tried all I knew her to please, but I could not please her one quarter so well, like the man on the flying trapeze. He'd fly through the air with the greatest of ease, a daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements were graceful, all girls he could please, and my love he had stolen away. Now this young man by name was Signor Bono Slang, tall, big and handsome, as well made as Chang. Where'er he appeared, the hall loudly rang with evasion from all people there. He'd smile from the bar on the people below, and one night he smiled on my love. She winked back at him, and she shouted, "Bravo!" as he hung by his nose up above. Whoa! He'd fly through the air with the greatest of ease, a daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements were graceful, all girls he could please, and my love he has stolen away. Some months after this, I went to a hall, was greatly surprised to see there on the wall, a bill in red letters, which did my heart gall, that she was appearing with him, the rotter. He taught her gymnastics and dressed her in tights, to help him to live at his ease. And he made her assume a masculine name, and now she goes on the trapeze. She floats through the air with the greatest of ease, you'd think her a man on the flying trapeze. She does all the work while he takes his ease, and that's what became of my love.
Henry Hall in the BBC Dance Orchestra, Len Burman and the Man on the Flying Trapeze. A letter, a dedication and a waltz. A letter from Thelma Jordan of Kidderminster, who enjoyed the first programme. Thanks for writing, Thelma. And you asked me to give a special mention to Nora and Bill Harper, also of Kidderminster. Nora originally came from Clee Hill and, well, quite a few years ago, worked at the Feathers in Ludlow. On Tuesday, Bill and Nora celebrate their 44th wedding anniversary. Many congratulations to you both, from Thelma, from me, and all at Sunshine Radio, as Victor Sylvester and his ballroom orchestra play the waltz, I Give My Heart. Victor Sylvester and the Ballroom Orchestra and the Waltz, I Give My Heart. Congratulations on Tuesday for Bill and Nora. All the very best to you. When one thinks of the war years, there were gas masks, which were fortunately never used. There were ration books, which were always used. And there was one lady in particular, Lily Marlene.
Even though we're parted, your lips are close to mine.
I wait where the land softly gleams, and your face seems to haunt my dreams.
My lily of the lamplight, my only Marlene.
Lily Marlene with Geraldo and his orchestra and Sally Douglas. Charlie Coons came to this country from America in 1922 and led many small dance bands in hotels and restaurants in London, but when he went into the Santo Cassani Club in Regent Street, his name became known for his Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie signature tune. He recorded with his own bands, but also often with his piano, accompanied by his rhythm section. Medleys such as this, which include Making Whoopee, I'll See You in My Dreams, but firstly, Love Me or Leave Me. Thank you. Charlie Kuhn at the piano with Love Me or Leave Me, Making Whoopee, and I'll See You in My Dreams. With the end of the war in sight, the emphasis was on optimism after the years of setbacks, disappointments and horrors. And when Joe Loss introduced his new vocal discovery, Elizabeth Beatty, she immediately made a name for herself with I'm Gonna Get Lit Up.
A day for celebration that will be. When somebody shouts the fight's up and it's time to put the lights up, then the first thing to be lit up will be me. I'm going to get lit up when the lights go up in London. I'm going to get lit up as I've never been before. You will find me on the tiles. You will find me wreathed in smiles. I'm going to get so lit up, I'll be visible for miles. The city will sit up when the lights go up in London. We'll all be lit up as the Strand was, only more, much more. And before the party's played out, they will fetch the fire brigade out to the littest, uppest scene you ever saw. I'm going to get pickled when they light up Piccadilly. I'm going to get pickled as I've never been before. From the fountains wine will flow on the rolling crowds below, while I'm on top of Eros shooting arrows from his bow. The people will perk up when they light up Piccadilly. The whole ecstatic population will be canned, canned, canned. Through our gins and angosturas, we'll see little pale pink furas hidey-hiling from the circus to the Strand. I'm going to get unsedately, so serenely stinking. I'm going to get stinking as I've never been before. When the dogs have had their day and the fight has had its way, we'll all be swapping battle dress for bottle dress that day. I'm going to get positively, permanently pied the day we finally exterminate the Huns, Huns, Huns. There'll be joy and there'll be laughter, and there'll be no morning after, for we'll all be drunk for months and months and months.
Joe Loss and his orchestra, Elizabeth Beatty, and I'm Gonna Get Lit Up. You're listening to Sunshine Radio, and this is the golden age of British dance bands. Here's a tune written by Harry Roy during the times he had a band in the fashionable restaurant in London's Leicester Square. But here is the Oscar Rabin Band, with Oscar Rabin himself on bass sax, and the band led by Harry Davis, who is now 82 and living in America. The tune, Leicester Square Rag.
Thank you.
Oscar Rabin and his band and the Leicester Square Rag. Felix Mendelssohn, a direct descendant of the famous composer of the same name, had various jobs, including an office job in stockbrokers. He joined the Royal Navy when he was 17, a spell as an actor, but then music took over his life, and in particular, music from Hawaii. The orchestra provided music with a difference. The difference in the stage act, the Hawaiian dancers. Two friends of mine from my days in Ensa in India joined this orchestra and were featured as the Talmoe Trio. But here is Felix Mendelssohn and his Hawaiian Serenaders, featuring Roland Peachy on steel guitar, the voice of George Barkley, and Moon of Manakura. Felix Mendelssohn and his Hawaiian Serenaders and the Moon of Manakura. One of the top bands of today is Sid Lawrence, but Sid was in many of the top bands, especially those in the north of England during those golden ages of British dance bands. But when he formed his own band, he featured, at the start, mostly the music and arrangements from the Glenn Miller band. Here is a memory of Glenn Miller, played by Sid Lawrence, My Guys Come Back. Sid Lawrence and his orchestra and My Guys Come Back. Don't forget to write to me at Sunshine Radio at Ludlow if you have any requests for a tune, a band, a singer, or a memory. Hope you have enjoyed this programme from the golden age of British dance bands. I'll be with you at the same time next week. So this is Ray Mortimer saying bye for now, and here's to the next time.
Meeting here.